You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
The campus recruitment season is here, and IITs are witnessing record-breaking placements, be it in terms of total job offers, international postings, or 1 crore plus packages. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the top stories from India and around the world. Before we find out how much money IITs are soon going to make, let's first take a look at some other top stories of December 7th. First up, here's how the market performed. The frontline indices today gained 1 to 2%. Rebounding from the previous day's fall as financial and metal stocks pulled the benchmarks higher. The stocks recovered ahead of the Reserve Bank of India's monetary policy decision. Sensex closed at 57,633 as it rose 885 points, whereas the Nifty 50 index surged 265 points to end at 17,176. Tata Motors shares were buzzing in trade today and ended the session over 3% higher. This upward movement came on a day when Tata Motors announced an impending price hike of its commercial vehicle range. An increase in price in the range of 2.5% will be implemented from January 1st, 2022 and will be put into effect across segments. Meanwhile, the shares of Interglobe Aviation, the promoters of India's largest airline IndiGo, rose as much as 5% during the day on the Bombay Stock Exchange. The company has called an extraordinary general meeting on December 30th to repeal a clause in the company's Articles of Association, which gives them the right of first refusal over the acquisition of each other's shares. The removal of the clause will allow either sides to sell or transfer shares to a third entity without giving each other notice. IndiGo notified the stock exchange on Monday, that is December 6th, that it has received a joint requisition for removing transfer restriction provisions from the AOA from co-founders Rahul Bhatia of Interglobe Enterprises and Rakesh Gangwal and his family. The two promoters hold a combined of 74% of the airline. Moving on, Goldman Sachs has reiterated a buy rating on Reliance Industries and raised its target price. The brokerage incorporated the company's new energy capital expenditure, earnings and valuation. Goldman Sachs sees RIL as a green enabler and want to introduce bottom-up supply-demand analysis of India's green value chain. The brokerage has raised the target price for RIL by 12% to 3,185 rupees or $85.8. Next up, RateGain Travel Technologies, initial public offering to raise 1,336 crore rupees, opened for subscription today. The IPO is a combination of fresh issuance and an offer for sale of shares. The IPO will close for subscription on December 9th. And on Monday, RateGain Travel raised 598 crore rupees from anchor investors at 425 rupees per share. Well, in another significant update on IPOs, the Department of Investment and Public Asset Management Secretary, Tuhin Kanta Pandey, says that the government is trying to launch the IPO of Life Insurance Corporation, that is LIC, in the fourth quarter of this financial year as planned. Next up, a few updates on the economy. The Indian economy is showing strong signs of recovery from the devastation caused by the pandemic, with an upswing being reported in 19 out of 22 economic indicators as compared to pre-COVID levels. According to the latest information, among 22 high-frequency indicators, full recovery has been achieved in respect of 19 HFIs, as the latest levels in the month of September, October and November this year are higher than their pre-pandemic levels in the corresponding months of 2019, according to a report. Among the 19 HFIs, there are some indicators whose recovery is way beyond 100%, such as e-way bills by volume, merchandise exports, coal production and rail freight traffic, which suggests that not only the recovery is complete, the economic growth is now gathering momentum over the pre-pandemic levels of output. Meanwhile, retail prices of tomatoes have skyrocketed to a high of 140 rupees per kg in some parts of southern India, as supplies have been hit due to heavy rains, according to government data. Tomato prices are ruling high since September end in most retail markets of the country, but there has been a sharp rise in certain states off late due to continuous rains. In the northern region, retail prices of tomatoes were ruling in the range of 30 to 83 rupees per kg on Monday, while in the western region, it was 30 to 85 rupees per kg and 39 to 18 rupees per kg in the eastern region. All India average modal price of tomatoes has remained high at 60 rupees per kg for over a couple of weeks now. In Kerala, tomato was available at 125 rupees per kg in Thiruvananthapuram, 105 rupees per kg in Palakkad and Wayanad, and 94 rupees per kg in Thrissur. Moving on, a look at latest on the pandemic. The CEO of Serum Institute of India, Adar Poonawalla, says that the firm will reduce the production of coronavirus vaccine Covishield by 50% starting next week, as there are no further orders by the government. In an exclusive chat with CNBC TV 18, Adar Poonawalla said that he's in a dilemma as supply is more than demand for Covishield and will have to dial down the production. The company will complete the existing orders to the government by next week, and it has also written to the government for guidance on the volumes needed further. In an update on politics, Rashtriya Lok Dal President Jayant Chaudhary has formally announced his party's alliance with the Samajwadi Party and said that if they come to power in Uttar Pradesh next year, the first work will be to build a memorial for those who died in the farmers' protest. Meanwhile, in Goa, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has promised cash assistance of 1,000 rupees per month for every woman above the age of 18 years if his party comes to power in the state in the 2022 assembly elections. Now, coming back to IIT recruitments. You'll be surprised to know that students at the Indian Institute of Technology, Kanpur, have received to date 47 international offers in the 2021 to 2022 campus placements as compared to just 19 last year. At the end of day 4, students at IIT Kanpur had received 940 offers, of which 773 were accepted. This is in addition to the 156 pre-placement offers that the students accepted. The highest salary package offered was over 2 crore for an international profile and 1.2 crore for a domestic role. In total, 49 students received offers with pay packages of 1 crore rupees and above. Among the other IITs, the Kharagpur campus claims to have recorded the highest placement offers in the history of IITs with 1,100 job offers. Students of IIT Kharagpur received 35 international offers with the highest pay package in the range of 2 to 2.4 crore per annum. Lastly, Paytm has launched special flight fares for armed forces, students and senior citizens. These discounts will be available for bookings in IndiGo, GoAir, SpiceJet and AirAsia. Paytm says that these discounts are in the range of 15 to 50% and to bring further convenience, students will also be able to avail extra baggage of up to 10 kgs. The fares come at a discount than normal prices available and will be in addition to the already existing offers being offered by Paytm and banking service providers. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on CNBC TV 18 podcast at nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to CNBCTV18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.